The western edge of Tropical Storm Jose is still in our area today. The storm has put on the brakes. It stalled southeast of Cape Cod. And in the coming days, the storm will basically weaken in intensity and drift around south of Cape Cod. In fact, it will drift a little bit to the west tonight into tomorrow. That could even bring a couple of raindrops to portions of southern New England. By and large, though, the weather conditions are looking quiet across the area. Right now, we have the brightest weather northwest of Albany. It has been rather gray, especially southeast of Albany through the day. It's a little bit breezy as well, especially from the Pioneer Valley into Connecticut. Of course, those areas are a bit closer to the center of Jose. So by and large, the weather is quiet moving into the night. We'll have mainly clear to partly cloudy skies for most of us. A few more clouds southeast of Albany. Some areas of fog are possible as well. You'll notice less humidity. That drier air is beginning to work in. And we'll see temperatures on the cooler side tonight running largely in the low to mid 50s. We'll head into the day on Friday, the wrap up the work week, with quiet weather across much of the area. Similar to today and yesterday, the brightest weather is northwest of Albany. It'll be a little bit cloudier southeast of Albany, where the influences of Jose will still be felt. There might be a sprinkle or a shower southeast of Albany, but we're looking generally at dry conditions through the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be well up into the 70s to near 80 degrees. Heading into the weekend, it's going to warm up, so it's the first weekend of autumn officially arrives tomorrow afternoon, just after 4 o'clock, and we're looking at temperatures on Saturday that are going to be in the neighborhood of 80, and by Sunday, we're up into the 80s with increasing levels of humidity, so autumn arrives, but summer is not running anywhere too quickly. To the tropics this afternoon, we have Hurricane Maria, which is still a major storm. The storm is moving away from the north coast of the Dominican Republic. It's expected to pass to the east of the Turks and Caicos and southeastern Bahamas, where hurricane warnings are in effect. And then the storm will begin to turn to the north over the weekend, passing east of Florida. And by Tuesday, the storm is forecast to be between Bermuda and the Carolina coast, certainly in a place where interest along the east coast need to monitor it. If the storm were to impact our area, it would be somewhere in that Wednesday through Friday timeframe, so there's plenty of time to watch it. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and less humid, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and less humid, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower in southern New England, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and some sun, chance of a shower in New England, breezy with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sun, warm and less humid, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. And on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, very warm, and turning more humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.